Welcome to another episode of Rodis Live. Let's get it.
They call him punt, the wild, wild guy. They call him Rock the Rodis. Rock.
Call him
the wild, wild guy.
They call him
Rock the Rodis. Rock.
They call him
the wild, wild guy.
They call him
punt.
Here in 2002, we present the fabulous Love Joint Remix. Here we have two MCs, both of which in physical form, and a producer in producerial essence. And we are coming through first with Fontaine.
Yo. And yo, come I love on. Waking up with a supreme purpose. After a night of playing dream merchant, righteous way, this is a matter of extreme urgence. I love rap cause it seems earnest. Love this joint cause we reworked it. Love cell phones with free service, so I can call a broad e-house. And UNC downloading all my freestyles on desktop, hard drive, MP3 files, screaming at the top of her lungs, she loving me.
Hey,
now
yo, Johnny, say the best love ballads. A song for you and yours, making Mike fist pump valid. Late nights is a habit, drinking Paul May make an addict. Jake Steve Flicks gotta have it. I love Macho Man Randy Savage screaming Elizabeth, come and take a ride on my Slim Jim. I love derby hats and butter tails,
just like I love Pac and above the rim, cause this ain't a fable like the Brothers Grimm. Love my niggas Milk Rank, Kirk dubbing them, reppin' and see, we keep it bubbling, punishing.
Hate the players, I love ill doers and naysayers. Freak bronze, I holler later.
Yo, we ain't trying to be willies or thugs in it. We just wanna spread love in it. We spread love, y'all. All across the globe, we spread love all across the globe.
Check it out. And from the north to the south, to the east, to the west.
Yes, yes.
Steady keeping it live with no stress.
We spread love, y'all. All across the globe, we spread love all across the globe. What we wanna do is get down with you, whether you drug free or smoke a quarter pound or two. At the bar ordering another round or two, we know you like the way it sound to you.
The way it sound to boo.
It's Big Pooh from the Lover State. I love Phillies and cheese steaks. I love records when the beat breaks. I love school when the heat breaks. Fire hydrants making street lakes. I love 22 and feels great. Mike Tyson in his outtakes, stepping out with the fly date.
So fans get ready for the outbreak, cause we gon' do it with or without pain. Even if I rhyme until my mouth aches, for all the people that I'm on with, playing for big stakes on some Angus Vaughn shit. And if you want this, get right. That's why I love whack niggas. Thanks for making my shit sound so tight.
Because we gotta get down tonight
with no beef, no clones, no biters or sound alikes.
It ain't no white grills or frowns tonight.
I put my love in this, I swear to never put down the mic.
This one is for the ladies and gents that's partying and paying the rent when life just gets too intense.
Cause it ain't all about trying to ball.
Get your hands up now, cause we still got love for y'all. Hey yo, we ain't trying to be willies or thugs in it. We just wanna spread love in it. We spread love, y'all, all across the globe. We spread love all across the globe. Check it out.
And from the west to the east, to the north, to the south.
No doubt.
Keep rocking and turn the party out.
We spread love, y'all, all across the globe. We spread love all across the globe.
Check it out. Check it out. Check it out. Until my man 9-1, you don't stop. Until my man Big Pooh, you don't stop. Until my man says, dog, you don't stop. Justice League got to lead the show, shot. Until my man Vibrant, you don't stop. Until that cat Nicka Bay, you don't stop. Until my cats round the way, you don't stop. Keep on, and we got to be the show, shot. Until my man Pink Fingers, you don't stop. Until my man Art, yo, you don't stop. Until yo, I'm a man, you don't stop.
It's your man Uncle Paulie chilling on WJLR Justice League Radio. The time now is 11:23. That's the time right there. Right now we about to go on to my man Sean Boog for the Justice League, representing one time for your mind. Down at the Hideaway, little brother about to hit the stage. Sean Boog, what's going on, baby?
Hey, Uncle Paulie, this is your man Sean Boog. I'm down here at the Hideaway, and as you can see, it's complete pandemonium. We got the Justice League in the house tonight, little brother. Show got my man Legacy about to get on. Man, it's crazy down here. I'm gonna send it back to y'all. Peace.
All right, Young Scrapper, this show is truly Uncle Paulie, WJLR Justice League Radio, where we play the hits.
WJLR, the future.
future of hip-hop music.
Welcome to another episode of Rodus Live. I'm your host, Rodus. Make sure you like, share, download, and subscribe to the Rodus Live podcast. And most importantly, tell a friend to tell a friend. And go ahead and get some Rodus Live podcast merch and represent for your boy. The link is in the linktree.com/Rodus. And the official website for Rodus Live podcast merch is www.RodusLivePodcastStore.com. Go on and get a t-shirt or a hoodie or something. Get a mug while you drink your coffee and enjoying yourself. You dig? So today we got good music, a dope vibe, and a special guest. Need I say more? Let's get it. It's time for another segment of What's Poppin', y'all. 12 Cal, that's what's poppin'. South Carolina State, that's what's poppin'. Philanthropists, that's what's poppin'. HBCUs, that's what's poppin'. New York Giants, that's what's poppin'. Florence, South Carolina, that's what's poppin'. ATL, that's what's poppin'. Little Brother, that's what's poppin'. Maestro, that's what's poppin'. The 12 Cal Podcast, that's what's poppin'. Welcome to Rodus Live. I'm your host, Rodus. Today I got a special guest with me. Jet flying, limousine riding, golf court owning, mansion having, 12 Cal. What's up, 12 Cal?
Don't believe the hype. Rod, this was good, man. What's happening?
Hey, I can't call it. It's just an honor to have you on the show, bro.
Hey, man, a pleasure to be here, man, for real.
That's what's up. So who is 12 Cal?
Oh, that's a good question. 12 Kyle is a guy who started this social media thing probably about, I don't know, man. It's been since like, what, 2007 maybe? 2007. I started with a blog and I would write. Like, I love to write, Rodus. That's one of my passions. I don't write as much as I used to, but I used to love to write. And I started a blog because I needed kind of like an outlet just to, you know, kind of get some thoughts out of my head. You know how it is when you're, I'm pretty sure you know, just being an MC, when you're writing a rhyme, sometimes like you just got to feel like you being a creative, you got to get that thought out. And so I started off back then blogging. And this is when blogging was pretty popular. And I did that for, man, I still have the blog. I don't blog as much as I used to. And then from there in 2010, I started, I was a guest host on one of my friend's internet radio shows. And she was like, yo, you should get your own show. And I was like, I don't really know about that. I was like, I'm not really feeling the way I sound. And I'm like, nah, I don't know if people would listen. And excuse me. And, but she kind of twisted my arm a little bit, and being on her show twice, after the second time I was on her show, I was like, yo, this is dope. So what I did was I created my own internet radio show. It was called the 12 Radio Show. And this aired from 2010 until 2015. And it was a 2-hour show, Rodus. It was a live show. And I did it every Wednesday night from 9 to 11, and people would call in, and it was really dope, man. I really, really enjoyed it. But over a period of time, especially toward the last year or two, I realized that, you know, more people were listening to they weren't listening to it live. They were listening to the audio, like, you know, days later or whatever like that. And one of my boys was like, man, you should make this into a podcast. And I was like, podcast? I was like, I don't really know about that. I was like, because I like the live element. I like the fact people will call in whatever the case was. And so at that point, I decided, I said in 2015, I was going to start my own podcast. And I went from the 12 radio show to the 12 Kyle podcast. And at the time of this recording, coming up on this year, we'll hit 500 episodes. So been in the game for a minute, man. And, you know, to answer, that was a long way of answering the question. 12 Kyle is a guy who is a creative and a guy who likes to, you know, share his thoughts and have a good time. And that's what I do, man. That's what I do. Now that, now 12 Kyle and Kyle are two different people, but that's who 12 Kyle is.
Okay. Hey, y'all heard it. 12 Kyle, man. I feel like a Similac baby in podcasting. That's what I feel like. But I've been on the internet since maybe, no, I've had my own website since 2002, you know.
Okay.
I had to find a way to get the music out, and mm-hmm. that was it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So what's the key to longevity in podcasting?
I mean, to put it simple, man, really, being consistent, consistency is the key. I know that sounds cliche, but it, honestly, Rodis, it is.
I agree.
The thing that I say is that I'm going to drop a new episode every Thursday, period. And so that way people don't have to look for it. Now, over the last year and a half or so, I've dropped bonus episodes on Sundays. But, you know, I don't want to necessarily, I never wanted to necessarily commit to two episodes each week because, you know, it's just like anything else, man. You feed people, they're going to get hungry, you know, and they're going to be hungry for your content. And that's what you want. But what the thing you don't want is you don't want to feed people and then have them looking for you while they're hungry. So yeah. I figure if I drop something every Thursday, which I have, you know, then. And I think the only weeks I've kind of taken off was like, you know, Christmas or something like that. And my birthday week, I take off. But for the most part, you got an episode every Thursday. And I think consistency is the key. And I'll put it like this, man. Honestly, being in podcasting this long, one of the things I think was key for me is that, one, I wanted to put out dope content. I want to put out dope material. But you put it out in the mindset of not to make a dollar, because, you know, pandemic time, you know, everybody went out and became podcasters, or at least a lot of people. And there's no shade, no knock, no shade on anybody who became a podcaster over that time, because here's the thing. We were locked in our houses. Right. So we didn't, you know, a lot of people didn't have anything to do. That being said, like, I didn't get into it to make money.
Right.
Like, I make a couple of dollars at my job. Right. So, and I do okay for myself.
Right.
I mean, I'm not as rich as King Germ, you know, I'm not as rich as, you know, Dolomite, but, you know, I do okay for myself. Right. So I said all that to say this, like, I didn't get into it to make money. So I think that's another thing about, you know, podcasting, Rodis, is that you can't get into it trying to make money. Or thinking that you're going to quit your day job. Can it happen? Yeah, it can happen. But, you know, it happens for a lot of people who, like, who already have a name, or who, you know, former athletes or rappers or whomever. You know, those people get, you know, podcast deals. And that's not to say that you can't get a podcast deal. But I think when you're authentic, you do it for the love. And that's what I do it for. And I feel like everything that I talk about is the same stuff that I would be talking about if you live next door to me, Rodis, and you just came over my house. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Like,
if you and my ideas and my goal is to bring people in the room. So if I have Rodis on my podcast and Rodis and I are talking about Like Water for Chocolate, Common's album, right? I want people that are listening to feel like they're sitting in the same room that me and Rodis are sitting in, and they're nodding their head like, oh yeah, that's my joint too. I remember that song because that song made me feel like this. Oh man, remember when Common said this? Like that. I want you to feel like that. I want you to feel like you're in the room with me and Rodis at the time that we're recording, even if me and Rodis ain't in the same room.
Right.
And so I want to, in my episodes, even when I'm talking about my childhood, particularly for those who either weren't around at that time or younger than me, I want them to experience and paint a picture so vivid that they walk away thinking, okay, man, I felt where he was coming from there, even if I wasn't around. And ultimately, those stories give people an opportunity and a window, a small peek inside of who I am as a person. You know, I present the portrait, and you make your own interpretation of what it is. And so, you know, as far as podcasting, like I said, the longevity, you know, being consistent, being able to give something that people can gravitate to, and then make people feel like they're in the room. I think those are the key things that I try to do.
Yeah, your podcast is one of my favorites because it brings back a lot of memories. And like when you be doing your episodes, I'll be thinking like, I wonder if he gonna talk about this or talk about that. Come out. I don't know if it's because you're a Sagittarius.
Probably
because our birthday is like a day apart, but different years.
Mm-hmm.
So, what were some of your favorite toys as a kid growing up?
Man, wow, great question. The best toy that I got, it was probably my favorite toy. I got it for Christmas one year, and that was the Atari 2600 video gaming system. Now, yeah, I know people got PlayStations, they got Xboxes, they got ColecoVisions. To me, the Atari 2600 was the best Christmas gift I ever got in my life. It is the equivalent to what kids think of the PS5 is right now. But yeah, that was probably my favorite toy, if you will. But I mean, I had so many toys, man, from G.I. Joe with the Kung Fu Grip. You know, we had the little wrestling figures like the Incredible Hulk and
Stretch Armstrong.
Man, what were other toys we had? We had, now the one toy that a lot of my friends had that I couldn't get, Rodas, was a gun. Couldn't get a gun, couldn't play cops and robbers.
Me neither.
Yep, couldn't do it.
My mom, she didn't play. My mom, she was a man. She was But I gotta say the Atari 2600 was my favorite. And they had a football game where you had the actual figures and you turned the little on switch on and the men vibrate on.
Yeah, man, listen. Yeah, I had that too. Yeah, man, I love. And you know, Rodas, when I think about that game, I don't even know how we scored.
I don't either, because it took so long to set the men back up and everything. Mm-hmm. But all my friends on the block, they had it too. So, you know, the catalog was like the internet. You had to order your favorite teams. It'll come probably with the Steelers
and the Cowboys.
Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
See,
that's old school right there.
But I like that game. Nobody ever scored. Did you see how little the football was?
Man, the football was probably about as big as a Tic Tac, maybe, if that big. Right. But we made it work, man, and we were. I looking back on it, Rodas, I think the way that somebody got tackled was like, if I had, I don't know, Tony Dorsett, right?
Right.
Running back for the Dallas Cowboys, and you had Pittsburgh Steelers. Let's say you had, Jack Lambert.
Right.
I think the front of your man had to touch the front of my man. So when it's vibrating, if you didn't touch my man, I guess then I wasn't down. So it's crazy when you think about, and we were thoroughly entertained by that game.
Yes. I wouldn't trade some of those times.
Nah, same here, man. I mean, and then, you know, we had board games, of course, like Monopoly, card games like Uno and stuff like that, and played Life. So, I mean, like, man, I used to play backgammon too when I was a kid too.
Yeah, I played backgammon. I played chess too.
I always wanted to get into chess. Never got into chess.
I was on the chess team in high school.
Say
I,
word.
I just didn't look like I was supposed to.
That's what's up.
All right, so You went to South Carolina State, right?
Mm-hmm, for sure.
So what was your initial experience like as a, you know, as a crab at South Carolina State?
You did your research. That's exactly what we call our freshmen, crabs. Yeah, South Carolina State University. That's where I graduated from in 1996. I enrolled in the fall of 1991. Man, South Carolina State was everything. I mean, if you listen to my podcast, you will hear me talk and speak glowingly about the university and my time there. I thoroughly enjoyed my 5.5 years of school, and that's how long it took me to graduate. But yeah, my freshman year, man, it was a huge adjustment because, one, it was a historically black, well, it still is a historically black college university, and which is where I wanted to be. It's located about 90 miles away from my hometown of Florence, South Carolina. But the adjustment was, you know, just being away from home.
Right.
You got, you know, a bunch of free time. You got a bunch of freedom. Now, how do you balance, you know, your studies? How do you balance? I was playing football for the university. How do you play football? How do you hone your skill? And then, you know, the third B, the babes, you know, how do you how do you balance books, ball, and babes? And being on a black college campus in the 90s with a bunch of beautiful black women, it got interesting, you know. So you had to figure out how to balance it all, man. But that time at South Carolina State was it was everything. I would, if I could jump in a time machine tomorrow and go back, I would, Rodis, and I wouldn't change a thing. I probably would study a little harder, but you know, I wouldn't change a thing.
Did y'all have a freak list?
A freak list?
Yes, we had a freak list at Jackson State in the first semester.
Okay, now explain to me what a freak, because so we might have had something similar. I just want to make sure I understand what you're saying.
So the freak list was like a list of all of the chicks who was, you know, busting down or getting down. It was like from 1 to 25. So the chicks that was like the freakiest, you know, they was rated from 1 to 25 among all the guys.
Uh-oh. Okay, okay. No, we didn't have a list like that. Like, I mean, like, I couldn't go to my boy. I couldn't go to my boy's room and be like, yo, man, look, you remember Shaquan? You know, she's put her at number 15. Now, we didn't have a list like that, but I'll put it like this, Rodis. If you knew, you knew. You know what I'm saying? Like, because it was, and I'm sure the same thing happened to Jackson.
They broadcasted the list.
Oh, wow. Wow.
They put it up in the union.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yes.
That's crazy. We didn't get that bold, but I mean, like, you knew. I mean, there were a couple of girls, like, they literally had a rep before school even started. Like before classes even start, like man, watch her, man. She wild. She was in such and such room the other night, you know, with five dudes like that. Like it was like that. But yeah, man, it was crazy. It was, you know, we didn't have a list, but if you knew, you knew.
Hey, so did you ever go to Freaknik?
Yes, I did.
I did too.
Yeah, man, I actually did an episode about it. I think one of the most funniest things about that episode, and I will encourage anybody to listen, go back and listen to it. In fact, I have another episode that I'm going to do with my homegirl, Shelly Shell, where we go back and kind of revisit some things about Freaknik.
Right.
One of the funniest things I remember about Freaknik, Rodis, was I distinctly remember calling home to my mom, and I had my car, right?
Right.
And South Carolina State is in Orangeburg, South Carolina. Orangeburg is about 3.5 hours from Atlanta. So it's not a long drive, right? So I called my mom, and you know, I'm grown at this point. Well, I ain't grown, but I mean, I'm like 20. Exactly. I'm like 20. And I remember calling my mom, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to Atlanta this weekend. And she was like, oh yeah. She was like, what's going on? So now notice I didn't ask her to go to Atlanta. I said, I'm going to Atlanta. I mean, we have that kind of relationship. She trusts me, right?
Right.
So I said, I'm going to Atlanta. And she was like, oh yeah, what's going on in Atlanta? I said, I'm going to Freaknik. And she was like, well, what's Freaknik? And Rodas, I tried to, I the only thing I could tell her was it was a big party. And even all of these years later, there's still no definition as to what Freaknik is or was.
No.
I mean, you had to be there.
You had to be there. And it never ended.
It never ended. And
4 hours.
And technically, Freaknik was whatever it was wherever you were.
Right.
So if you were downtown on Peachtree Street, that's where Freaknik was. Mm-hmm. If you were in the squats, that's where Freaknik was. If you were on the east side, that's where Freaknik was. I mean, like, it was wherever you were, because any and everything could happen at a moment's notice, and wherever the party really was where you were. So yes, Freaknik was incredible. Like I said, without going into that story again, right. Definitely check out the podcast. I've got a few stories on there, and I had a ball, man. I didn't get any sleep that weekend. The first year that I went in 94, didn't get any sleep. I might have slept 4 hours the whole weekend.
Yeah, I went in 92. Me and my friends, we drove down there from Jackson State.
Okay.
And we had Illmatic, and we listened to Illmatic all the way back from Atlanta. We listened to Nas so much that damn the tape melted.
Wow.
But we had a ball there.
Yeah, man.
So what's something out now that you wish we had back in the day during college?
Instagram? What'd you say?
Instagram?
No, not Instagram, but I wish we had cell phones. I wish we had cell phones. If we had cell phones, I would have taken more pictures.
Right.
Because like when I look at my college years, I took some pictures, but I ain't take a lot of pictures. Like, I mean, like, I do have the memories, and I got the stories for days, and I'm sure you'll say the same. But I would have liked to have, if I had a cell phone, I would have been able to kind of have everything in chronological order as far as my memories and everything like that. And then you have some way of documenting things, because like I could tell my kids about how fly my gear was in 94. when I had to call Kanai, but it's another thing to see. It's another thing for them to see you in cross colors or something like that, or walk away or fat form or something like that. You could tell them about the Jordans that you had, but for them to see them on your feet in pictures, that's something totally different. So, I wish that I had a cell phone back then. If I had a cell phone, I definitely would have documented more stuff. I definitely would have, there would have been a video. There would have been plenty of videos. There would have been, who knows, Rod, if I talk about going back, if I could go back, I probably would have popped out the video camera and recorded a lot of our stuff in the locker room and stuff like that. Cause those memories are legendary. I mean, we had some hilarious moments on the football team in and outside of our locker room on our practice field. Yeah, if there's one thing I could say, I definitely would have liked to have had a cell phone.
Right. Me too, because I would have loved to get some of those intramural games recorded,
Oh, those are always fun.
And of course the girls had pictures of some of my girlfriends back then. But then again, I'm glad that I don't have them. So
there you go.
No
self-incrimination.
No self-incrimination. All right, you ready to have a little fun on the show?
Let's get it.
All right, we're going to play a game. It's called Either Or.
All right.
Jordans or LeBrons?
What kind of question is that? Jordans.
All right, if you was a kid, would you rather be on the internet or go outside?
Outside. Everything happened outside.
Man, I'm trying to tell you,
everything.
It's not even safe to be outside, but it was better. All right, LL Cool J or Drake?
LL.
Lil Wayne or Ice Cube?
Ice Cube.
Lil Cam pre-surgery, Biggie Lil Cam or Nicki Minaj?
Yeah, as far as looks or rapping?
Looks and rapping.
Shit, give me Lil Cam for both, man.
Right. Okay. IG or the mall?
I'll go with IG because the mall, you got to actually shop. So I don't really like shopping.
You won't get tired. No,
I can only be in the mall for an hour. That's it.
Right. Okay. VHS tapes or streaming?
VHS tapes, man. And I got everything on VHS tapes. And, you know, I got some of my high school games on VHS tapes. I got talent shows that I was in high school. And the crazy part about it is, Rodas, I don't have anything to play the tape on.
Crazy. You gotta find a pawn shop.
Exactly.
All right, Beyonce or Mary J. Blige?
Oh, man, come on, man. Give me MJB. No, 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 no disrespect to Beyonce, but I mean, like, I'll put it like this. I respect Beyonce's hustle. I respect her grind. I respect her as a businesswoman. I respect her as an entertainer. I'm not a fan of her music. And that doesn't mean that she makes bad music. She makes actually really good music. I can name songs from Beyonce. I can't tell you that I've ever sat and listened to an entire Beyonce album. But she's incredibly talented, incredibly beautiful. But MJB, come on, man. All day, every day, Rodas.
Already. Okay, so this is different. So you actually get to be a GM for a record label, right? Mm-hmm. You get to pick the label that you work for. But in this scenario, you get to pick your coach for the team, but it's music. So if you was a coach, you get to pick five rappers as your starting five and a sixth man. Who's your point guard, shooting guard, small forward, power forward, center, and sixth man? This is based off lyrical ability, rapping, style, they impact on hip hop. Have any five you want plus a sixth man, and who's the coach? So the coach would be probably like, you know, an exec.
Okay. And I can pick it. I can pick an MC from any era.
Any era.
All right. So my point guard, I'm going with Rakim. Two guard, Nas. Shooting guard, Jay-Z. My power forward is going to be Chris Parker, KRS-One. And the man in the middle, Notorious B.I.G.
Who the sixth man coming off the bench?
Sixth man coming off the bench. Ooh, I got to go with the guy who said he got a triple-double, Ice Cube.
That's what's up. Hey, that's a good squad. So who the coach? Who going to be the producer?
Give me Primo.
Yeah, that.
Give me Primo.
Primo, though. Like that squad right there.
I put that squad against a whole lot of people.
I like that. I interviewed another podcaster. He had a good team too, but I'm gonna let y'all hit an episode. And it'll be a good game if they went head up.
All right.
So you're a marketing major, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So what type of marketing campaign would you suggest to promote a new product or a podcast? How would you go about it? How would you recommend somebody go about it?
I think the biggest thing is, one, trying to figure out who your target audience is. That's the biggest thing. Planning a promotion, I think that'll come natural. But I think trying to figure out who your target audience is the key thing, because here's the thing. If I'm going to market Roddus DMC, I don't necessarily know, because I've heard you rap before and you can rap. Your lyrics may be too much for the average 18-year-old.
Right.
So I have to figure out your demographics. It's probably going to be people somewhere between 30 and 50. You know, that's probably going to be your target audience. So that demographic is probably going to have a certain level of education, certain level of wealth. And right. Then I kind of go from there and figure out how I'm going to target them. And then I would kind of venture out and spread out, you know, obviously hitting social media ads and, you know, Twitter and Instagram, because that particular generation is heavily influenced by what they see on those, you know, particular sites, and kind of go from there.
Okay, I agree with that 100%, 12 Cal. So I'm going to ask you this question. If you could leave anything with the listeners of Roddus Live, what would it be?
If I could leave them with anything?
Yeah.
I'd leave them with this thought. And it's something that I try to live by. It's something I heard when I was a little kid, and it always stuck with me. Think positive, act positive, and you'll become a positive person. It's pretty simple. Think positive, act positive, and you'll become a positive person. I think we all see and live and, you know, breathe a lot of negativity. And I think, you know, that is a lot is what's wrong with the world today. And I think, you know, sometimes we allow other things or other people to help guide and control our thoughts. I didn't say dominate our thoughts, but we let other things and other outside influences guide our thoughts and how we react, how we act and how we react. You can't change what happens to you, but you can change how you react to what happens to you. And I think, you know, a lot of that has to do with your mindset. And I know, is it easy to be positive all the time? No, but there's positivity in everything. Sometimes you gotta search for it, but there's positivity in everything. You know, and I'll give you a perfect example for you and your listeners, Roddus. Tomorrow, when you wake up, you can say, damn, I gotta go to work. Or you can say, wow, I'm thankful that I can go to work.
Exactly.
Because there's a whole bunch of people that, one, can't get up out of that bed that you're going to get up out of tomorrow.
Right.
You know, when we were younger, we said our prayers before we went to bed, because we were taught that there's no guarantee that when you lay down that you're going to wake up the next day. And most of us, without getting too, you know, over religious about it, most of us wake up and we just go on about our day. But I don't care if you pray to God. I don't care if you pray to a rock. I don't care if you pray to whatever. Give thanks. Be thankful for the fact that, one, you can get up and say, I get to go to work, or I get to go to school. Not, damn, I got to go to work. Damn, I got to go to class. You know, be thankful and be positive.
I appreciate that, man. So I got two more questions. One is, what do you think is more dangerous, a gun or a cell phone?
Whew. Yeah, that's good. That's a damn good question, Roddus. I think a gun at this point.
Right.
You know, I mentioned earlier that, you know, I couldn't, me and my brother, we couldn't have toy guns as kids. And the reason being is because our dad was in, he was in Vietnam.
Right.
And he always told us, he was like, man, he said, I saw it when I was in Vietnam. He said, I went to war because, you know, so you guys wouldn't have to go to war. He was like, but I saw firsthand the destruction that a bullet could do to the body.
Yeah.
And he was like, I never want y'all to see that. I don't want y'all to grow up in any type of environment.
Right.
So we moved out of New Jersey and moved to South Carolina so I could be a kid. And you know, it had a profound effect on me as far as guns. Now, I'm not anti-gun. I think everybody has the right to bear arms in this country. It's your legal right. My personal opinion is that, yeah, you should protect yourself and your property. That being said, I don't think anybody has to have an assault weapon. Assault weapons are used for hunting and killing, nothing else. So right now on this planet, the most dangerous weapon is the AR-15, the gun, if you will. But I mean, it's more specific, the AR-15. But, you know, when we were coming up, Rodas, one of the bigger stories was the AK-47.
Yeah.
And there was a mass shooting in California. And all of a sudden, AK-47s got banned.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you do your research and do your history. Google is your friend, folks. I'm not advocating to take away anybody's guns, but nobody needs to have an AR-15. But let me get off that soapbox to answer your question. The worst weapon is a gun.
Okay. I know you knew this was coming. Mm. Who is the GOAT? Jordan or LeBron?
Man, listen. Honestly, man, I think we should kill this conversation. And the reason why I say we should kill this conversation, man, because here's the thing. Anybody that you ask that question, they are going to go to bat for who they think the GOAT is. And they're not going to be trying to hear that anybody else could be the GOAT. And then more often than not, most of us who answer this question didn't see everybody. See, here's the thing, Rodas. If I said who's the greatest MC of all time, if you're of a certain age, you've seen and heard most of the MCs that have ever, because rap is only 50, rap is turning 50 years old this year.
Right.
So if you're 54, there's a good chance that you probably heard most MCs, 95% of the MCs that ever breathed on a microphone, right? Sure. But if you ask someone who's the greatest basketball player of all time, they can only answer that based on what they saw. So if you ask my 24-year-old son, he saw Kobe, he saw LeBron. He was in diapers when Jordan was finishing up with the Wizards. Right. You know what I'm saying? He didn't see Kareem. He didn't see Magic. He didn't see, you know, Wilt. So I think that question is better suited for somebody, our me and you, our OGs, our fathers, our uncles, or whatever like that. I said all that to say that this is Jordan.
Exactly.
It's Jordan. I mean, and it's not close. And I mean, I love LeBron. I think LeBron is a phenomenal player, and there's no shame in him being number two.
Right.
None.
I am going to say this, though. The reason why I don't think it could be LeBron right now is because he hasn't finished writing his story yet.
This is true.
Still an active player. And
this is true.
That's the only reason why, you know, I'm not saying that it's LeBron, because he's still actively playing, but it wouldn't change my opinion. Michael Jordan is the GOAT.
Yeah. I mean, it. You have to admit, though, even in what LeBron has accomplished thus far, if it all stopped tomorrow, if he just retired tomorrow, I mean, like, his run has been incredible. And I mean, really, to be at the age that he is at the time of this recording and playing basketball the way that he's been playing, we haven't seen him. Normally, when we see guys in their late 30s, they're the 10th man on the bench. You know, they're coming in averaging 7 points a game.
Yeah.
You know, they're just kind of hanging on. But this guy's still one of the top 10, 15, 20 players in the league. And he, you know, he doesn't do it the same way, but on a night-to-night basis, he's getting his number. So, no, I'm with you. I think LeBron's chapter probably needs to be closed before we can finally answer that question.
Right.
He's already he will go down statistically as the all-time leader in most statistical categories. And right. So there's going to be a segment of people that by default will put him in the GOAT as the GOAT based on that. And you know, that's cool.
Right. I agree. So tell the people where they can find your podcast and when it drops.
Oh, for sure, man. Again, dog, thanks for having me on, man. This has been fun. You can catch the 12 Kyle podcast on all streaming platforms. You can catch it on YouTube. Wherever you listen to podcasts, make sure that you find it. It's important that you download it. It's important that you listen. And it's also important that you subscribe. The reason why I want you to subscribe is because from time to time, I drop bonus episodes on Sundays. And when I drop bonus episodes, I don't, excuse me, I don't necessarily promote those as much because it's bonus episodes. But it's always something good and always something a treat for you to listen to. You can, if you're on social media, you can hit me up on Twitter, 12 Kyle across the board. The podcast has its own Twitter page, 12 Kyle Podcast. Same for IG, 12 Kyle and 12 Kyle Podcast. The thing I always tell people, Rod, is I just want to create dope content. And I'm constantly on myself about making the next podcast better than the one that came before it. And I really and sincerely feel like this. If you listen to one episode, I promise you'll listen to another one. I promise. And that's all I want.
I can vouch for that. Y'all make sure y'all go listen to the 12 Cal podcast. Hey, 12 Cal, it was an honor having you on here.
My man, appreciate it.
Time that we hooked up.
And I'm looking forward to having you on the podcast too, man, because it's been a long time coming, for real.
Hey, we're going to make it happen.
And I enjoy listening to your podcast, man. The thing that I love about, you know, listening to you, man, is that you can hear the grind. I mean, I don't know what it is about people from your city, but like there's a certain edge. I don't know if it's a Midwest thing, but like it's the underdog mentality. And it's like, because I remember like when we first linked up and you said that, I think we were on live or something like that. And you was like, you're a school teacher. I was like, wait a minute, this dude's a rap. This dude raps, got his own website, he podcasts, and this is what he does for a living. It's like, wow. I mean, like, and you talked about, you know, doing shows and you had to stop doing shows because of the pandemic. I mean, that's what I like about, and I think in our podcast community, one of the things that I see is a level of hustle and grind. And I respect that because I know how hard it is, particularly for solo podcasters. I know how hard it is to dedicate, you know, yourself to this craft. And you've also dedicated yourself to your pen and your pad. And that says a lot. And again, I ain't blowing smoke. I mean, my man can rap. So, you know, so I definitely appreciate having you on. And like I said, I'm looking forward to having you on. And I appreciate you having me on here, bro. For real.
That's what's up, man. Hey, it's everything that I thought it'd be.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Hey, y'all heard 12 Cal on the Rider Slide podcast. Y'all follow, subscribe to the 12 Cal podcast. This has been another episode of Rider Slide. Peace.
5,000.
Yeah, that's dope. You know, I'm going to edit everything else.
Dope, dope, dope.
Hey, your episode dope. Dolomite episode dope.
If you would like to support the Rider's Live podcast, we have merchandise in the Rider's Live podcast merch store and our link tree, which is linktr.ee/RODES. Option one, we have the Rider's Live podcast merch store. Option two, we have the White Lines book by Rider's Hunt. Option three, we have the RodisOnline.net website. We have all our social media links available in the Linktree as well. So hit up Linktree/RODES. Thank you.
Yes, sir. We got coming up, like I said, Show on the Lookout, featuring that Batman Median from Justice League. Check it out, y'all. Shorty hit the brakes too late. Shorty hit the brakes too late. Shorty hit the brakes too late. Shorty hit the brakes too late.
About a quarter to six. Okay. Fresh tens, bubble goose, all in the mix. Y'all niggas know my fees and how crazy I get. I'm looking for the broad, shaking ass. I got the J League banging hard out the whip. Pick up the phone and
hit my nigga Poo on the set. Okay. I got the call from Tay about a quarter to eight. Don't know about y'all niggas, but I sure look great. I went to the chains, that's our meeting place. They go Tay and all, damn, he always late. Hopped in the whip, it's the leaves, new shit. What up with these chicks, yo, I'm trying to hit.
Hey, yo, these chicks around here ain't trying to give me no play. They mad at my verse from whatever you say. Yo, sorry about the shirt, dog, I hit you with play. You still rocking that punch from the video day. We about to take it over to a meeting and stay. So we just bounce to the beat, bounce, rock, and sway. And yo,
shorty hit the brakes too late.
Yo, looking at me, cause I'm just keeping it thorough.
Shorty hit the brakes too late.
We shining bright for every man, child, woman, and girl.
Until my man's in it, and my peeps in it, and my girls in it, the whole world in it.
Come on, shorty hit the brakes too late.
Looking at us, cause we on top of the world.
Shorty hit the brakes too late.
In every state, every city, every town and borough.
Until my freaks in it, and the fam in it, and the ladies in it, it's all the gravy in it.
Yo, that nigga median ain't never at home. Trying to be a player like Roman Bone. Probably at a coffee shop trying to bone. Gassing up these chicks like Sharon Stone. Got these young bras thinking that they gone. Nigga need to go and get a cellular phone.
Say I seen him at the party just last week. He had around his arm a little dark skin freak. MC on the tables on the mic unique. Runs around media trying to speak. I guess that's the life walking in his shoes.
I don't know.
All he need now was a Dutch and a blues.
Okay, it's mid-December in here. 70 degrees and the skies are clear. Feels so good like Davina in here. Through them stars and them stripes mean the end of this near. No time, got evicted, got a crib to clear. Move on, don't stop, house parties and all.
So shorty hit the brakes too late.
Yo, looking at me cause I'm just keeping it thorough.
Shorty hit the brakes too late.
We shine it bright for every man, child, woman and girl.
Until my man's in it, and my peeps in it, and my girls in it, the whole world in it. Come on,
shorty hit the brakes too late.
Looking at us cause we on top of the world.
Shorty hit the brakes too late.
In every state, every city, every town and borough.
Until my freaks in it, and the fam in it, and the ladies in it, it's all gravy in it.
We trying the latest jam. All we hear is songs, the invisible man. Girls here go hard, get giddy and stuff. That's why we want you, we ain't pretty enough. To the Nissan, we gon' lay these plans. Next week recorded at Missy Yang's.
Probably think I be playing with this. I can hear them niggas pooing Fonte in the shit. If only they can know a brother holding it down. Grinding for the day that we controlling it now. To the break of dawn, to the break of dawn. Close eyes, just open up your mind, baby. The blind lead the blind, make the grind crazy. Why maybe, just cosign, baby. Median would like to know your mind, baby. Jay Lizzy's about to blow your mind, baby. Lunchtime, crunch time, punchlines, baby. Our time now, what is that, a crime, baby?
Shorty hit the brakes too late.
Yo, looking at me cause I'm just keeping it thorough.
Shorty hit the brakes too late.
We shine it bright for every man, child, woman, and girl.
Until my man's in it, and my peeps in it, and my girls in it, the whole world in it.
Come on, shorty hit the brakes too late.
Looking at us cause we on top of the world.
Shorty hit the brakes too late.
In every state, every city, every town and borough.
Until my freaks in it, and the fam in it, and the ladies in it, it's all gravy in it.
Slow it on down, come on. I want you.